What if the reason your customers keep buying cheap appliances and regretting it is actually your biggest business opportunity right now? Here's what's happening in retail this week. Consumers are completely done with the cheap and disposable mindset. A major feature from People.com just captured a value shift that's reshaping how shoppers spend. They're calling it buy nice or buy twice. While that article focused on fashion, this philosophy hits even harder in appliances, where a bad purchase means cold food, wet laundry, and a repair bill nobody budgeted for. For a local retailer like Mr. Fix-It and appliance sales, this moment is genuinely good news. First, your customers are arriving more intentional than ever. They've already been burned by a cheap appliance that died in year two. They're not hunting for the lowest sticker price anymore. They want the best total cost of ownership. When you lead with quality brands, explain durability honestly, and back your products with real service, you're not upselling. You're educating. And that distinction is everything in a trust-based retail environment. Second, customer experience is now a measurable competitive advantage. Q&B Group just won 4 Euromoney Awards for Excellence 2026, including recognition for digital customer experience. The through line across every award? Consistent. Intentional investment in how customers feel at every touchpoint. You don't need a global banking operation to apply that lesson. Every phone call, in-store greeting, repair estimate, and follow-up is a moment to either build or erode trust. Third, local businesses structurally outperform when big retailers falter. Cashmere Valley Bank just reported a 22.1% increase in diluted earnings per share this quarter. Why? Because they know their customers personally and respond faster than national institutions ever could. That's the exact same competitive advantage a local appliance retailer holds over the big box stores. Proximity, relationships, and accountability aren't soft advantages. They're profit drivers. Here's what you do with this today. Before your next customer conversation, ask yourself, am I leading with price or am I leading with value? Pull up your top 3 quality brands and write down 2 honest reasons each one outlasts the cheaper alternative. Then use that language on the floor. Thomas Moran said it best. Be straight with people. Stand behind what you sell. And the loyalty follows. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want I generated content like this for your business every single morning. Start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.